Okay, time now for trivia. Ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiker.
Thank you very much. See, folks, you just think that we come off the street and we just, without a net, launch ourselves out there on the tightrope.
Can't you feel the heat coming off the street?
Baby, there is planning here. Unbelievable research.
Yep.
No expense spared.
No, absolutely not. We've thrown the budget out the window.
Exactly.
Along with common sense.
Today we're doing cartoons.
Okay.
Another
one in your wheelhouse.
Yeah. Unfortunately. I love animation. Yeah, but I do like animation. I still love Looney Tunes.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, the Looney Tunes and some of the Disney stuff, great.
Huh.
Really great. I used to love Looney Tunes basically more than Disney.
Yeah.
You know, I never was really much of a Mickey Mouse fan, so, you know, Mickey Mouse was just permeated everything.
Hi, boys and girls. This is Mickey.
How are you? Woo, woo.
But the first Mickey was Walt Disney himself.
Yeah.
Today we're doing cartoons.
You have the pipes. Pipes.
Frozen.
In radio, you drop it an octave.
Yeah.
This day back in 1976.
Yeah.
What cartoon characters from the late 50s and early 60s lived in Frostbite Falls, Minnesota?
Oh, I know the answer to that question.
What cartoon characters from the late 50s and early 60s, although we've seen them in countless remakes.
Yeah, lots of replays.
Lived in Frostbite Falls, Minnesota.
All right, I'm getting cold just thinking about it.
No, you got to give us these characters, both of them.
Yeah, you do.
You're going to give $10 to go to Cruisers Where You Are.
Good to go.
Yes.
Alexa, can you make me some coffee?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Of course not. Well, how about some music? What's the best way to start my day in Chapel Hill?
Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Should I play the station WCHL?
That's right, of course. 97.9 The Hill's morning show is exactly what I'm looking for.
I woke up with Ron Stutz.
Whoa, you know Ron Stutz? Alexa, what town is always a degree cooler?
Carborough.
You do know Ron Stutz. Alexa, play WCHL.
Okay.
Of all the places you could wake up, you decided to wake up here. I'm Ron Stutz.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
Whether you're climbing out of bed or into your car, tune in every weekday morning starting at 6 and wake up with Ron Stutz on 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station.
You know, Freddie Kiker, you're asking a trivia question today about a couple of your favorite cartoon characters, I know.
These guys were hilarious.
I've known you for a long time, yeah. So I know. You want to do an impression? Maybe it might give somebody an idea of one of
maybe
these
one of the characters.
Yeah, one of them. Let me guess which one you
One of the
do.
Bad characters.
No, I was hoping you would do the main character.
I can't really do.
With the deeper of the two voices.
Nothing up my sleeve.
Hey, Freddie.
What was the line that was always used by one of the main villains? Let me think.
Get the moose and squirrel.
Natasha.
Boris Badenoff. Get moose and squirrel.
We're talking about Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Rocky J. Squirrel and Bullwinkle J. Moose.
Yeah, exactly.
The show originally ran from 1959 to 1964 and, of course, featured Fractured Fairy Tales, Dudley Do-Right of the Royal Canadian Mounties.
I am Dudley Do-Right.
Sherman and Peabody.
I'm going to solve this problem. Yes. I'm going to solve this murder case.
What was his girlfriend's name? Penelope or?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Was that it?
I think so. I'm not sure.
Yes, Penelope, I am going to solve the crime.
Yes, I'm going to talk a lot like Ray Romano.
And, of course, Boris Badenoff and Natasha Fatale.
Yeah, there you go. But Bullwinkle was my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing up my sleeve.
Hey, Rocky.
Yeah. In 2013, TV Guide voted those guys, Rocky and Bullwinkle, the sixth greatest TV cartoon of all time.
Well, they vote number one.
I'm got to get back to you.
All right.
All right.
Do that.
Hey, in the meantime, get the moose and squirrel.
Yeah. Hey, Rocky. I'll do it.